Survey Mapper is another online survey creation tool. In order to use it, you need to set yourself up with an account first of all. There are no paid options; there is only the one free version. But the downside is that it's not highly featured. So you can give your survey a title, a start and finish date, a description, and tag it with keywords, but the question range is quite limited. So you can either have a single or multi-choice option. There is a text entry type question option. But, and here's the big but, there's always an extra question tagged on the end. And it's for the location of the responses. So the respondees to the question are asked to choose from an offered list of countries. It's the standard one that you get when you're filling in these forms. Now, the important thing about that is that when they've submitted their responses, their data is located on a map. You can choose what area your map covers. You can have it the whole world or European states or so forth. So you can start to see responses from people to your questions from the locations where they are. Now, if you think about potential uses for that, how useful or interesting would it be for students to try to get an overview on a particular theme or topic that they're studying of people from around the world? So, for example, it might be something that they want to find out about how students study in their schools in different countries. So they could come up with a number of questions, post it to SurveyMapper, and then look at the responses actually on a map. Now, there's also an important skill to develop here, because you've got to think of your questions very, very carefully and how they're going to display on the map in a way that makes that visual aspect of it significant. So choosing the question type and the phrasing of the questions is quite a significant feature within this. In order to get good data out, you've got to enable good data to be put in by your respondents. So careful question choice is important. But this is an interesting feature, and it's not usual to see this within most survey applications. I have to say, there's a health warning with this. I've still not got this to quite work yet. It seems to be crashing a little.